With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's U18s opened their AAU World Championship campaign in Orlando with a perfect start. Two games, two wins, and plenty of swagger. The basketball team powered past their first opponent 57-45, then backed it up with a 55-44 victory to close out day one unbeaten. Coach Jonathan Powery says the young national squad is locked in and hungry as they push towards a strong tournament run.
What I would say is the effort and the aggression was really top class from the players. Everyone that stepped on the court gave their all on defense. We kept solid. We continued to push the ball and we moved the ball well on offense. So we did well in those aspects. Today we're going to play Team Soldier, which I think is out of Massachusetts or Michigan, and then another team called Lab City. We're expecting stiff competition. We're just looking to stick together, play hard, take it one possession at a time, and keep rolling. So, yeah, this is the last day of the group stage, and we just want to finish strong and prepare for the bracket tomorrow.
As you heard from Coach JP, more action comes our way tomorrow as the guys aim to keep that momentum rolling. In other local sports, Cayman Islands volleyball continues to build momentum across both beach and indoor programs with strong international results, new talent emerging on Cayman Brac, and a major community event set for this weekend. On the beach, Cayman's national teams are climbing the international ladder. Technical director Trevor Thurold says the squads have surged from 20th to 10th in the world rankings this season thanks to improved performances on the Norseca Continental Tour.
Our ranking has improved. We are hoping to be at the end of the season in the top eight so we could qualify for Pan American Games in 2027. The Norseca Continental Tour that is held every 2 weeks or so, we have been seeing elevated performance levels from both the boys and the girls. We are right there with some of the better teams. We just need some more playing experience, which is what we are getting as we venture out to the Central American countries to participate in Norseca. The conditions are slightly different from what we are accustomed to. We are playing in Costa Rica for the first time and the conditions are a bit challenging, but we are adapting well and making the necessary adjustments.
Thurl says the teams now shift focus to the CAC games coming up in 3 weeks as they continue pushing towards podium level results. And while the beach program is gaining ground internationally, the indoor game is expanding at home, particularly on Cayman Brac. The Federation recently took a group of boys and girls to the Brac to raise the level of play and identify new talent.
We have identified quite a few talented individuals in Cayman Brac who will actually join the national program to continue to train both on the beach and in the indoor version of the game. We're trying to create some sort of sustainability on the Brac, and this is a very important start for the volleyball program moving forward.
The indoor season wrapped up last weekend with the National League Finals. FPC Angels captured the women's title while the Nepalese men defeated Ironshore to win the male division. Several under-18 teams also competed as part of the Youth National Development Program, with a number reaching the semifinals. The Federation now turns its attention to a major community celebration. Cayman joins the global volleyball family this weekend with a two-day volleython marking World Volleyball Day.
We are holding a massive indoor tournament followed on the 4th of July, followed on Sunday, the 5th of July, by a beach volleyball activity. It commences at 1, the indoor tournament at the Arc, and runs all the way to 10 o'clock in the night. And then the beach volleyball the next day is from 1 to 6 p.m. So we hope that the public comes out to support, because we are trying to give the registration fees and donations from that activity to the Women Crisis Center in Cayman Islands, assisting that program and helping that project with one of our volleyball players going out for Miss Wool, as that's part of her project, working with the young kids in the crisis center.
Thurl says the Federation is encouraging the public to come out, enjoy the action, and support the cause as Cayman celebrates the sport across both sand and hardwood. At the youth level, the Federation is still awaiting confirmation of the dates for the upcoming Kazova U21 and U19 Beach Volleyball Championships. Thurl says once those dates are finalized, Cayman's developing athletes will have another important opportunity to gain international experience. And Cayman Athletics crowned national champions recently at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. CIGTV's Takia Smith has the details.
The Cayman Athletics National Junior and Senior Championships concluded their 2 days of competition at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex on June 26th and June 27th. Falcon Athletics' Miss Gabriella Linton took the under 18 girls shot put title with a throw of 14.54 meters, while her teammate Kalia Hay set a new under 18 discus record at 51.56 meters, continuously breaking their personal records since the Kyrifta Games held back in April. On the track, Jada Mendoza of the Mustang Track Club won gold in the 100 meters and took silver in the 200 meter finals. Competition director Simone Savage praised the weekend's performances and looked ahead to the complex upcoming redevelopment, saying a world-class facility will inspire the next generation of Caymanian athletes.
That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin.